This is your ADD cast number 9 for December 10th, 2005. Greetings, everyone. I am Paul Fisher, your host, and this is my, well, it's not my first beer of the day, but it is a lovely beer, and we'll be talking about that in a minute. But first things first, we have some guests in studio tonight. We have our voice actress, Beth Underkoffler.
Also opening a beer. Hello.
Yes. And her husband, Chad Underkoffler.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
And my lovely wife. Hi, sweetie.
Hey, sugar. I'm going straight for the wine.
Ah. Well, let's take care of business first. I am drinking a Gordon Biersch, a Blonde Bock. I brought this back from California with me. And boy, do I like this beer. I'm going to have to bring some more back with me the next time I'm out in California.
I've got Samuel Adams Winter Lager Seasonal Brew, and I'm really confused as to what winter spices are. Do you know, Chad?
I'm also drinking the Sam Adams Winter Lager, and I'm thinking reindeer.
Reindeer.
Holly.
I don't know.
Holly plants.
I don't know. It doesn't taste like winter. It's just good beer.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Snow, that's what it is.
Yes.
They put snow in it. Hopefully yellow it's snow. Not the yellow kind.
That would be bad. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's already yellow. I am drinking an Australian wine, Kangas Leap. I think we've done Kangas Leap before. 2002 Chardonnay, the Riverina Estate. And it apparently, in 2003, won a gold, a silver, and 3 bronzes at the Griffith Wine Show. And, so, there.
And, yeah. And the luge. I believe they also, in the Winter Olympics.
They won the luge. It's a beer of Olympic proportions. And I am just stepping on everything. every bad sound that you're hearing right now, other than my voice.
It's all Paul's fault.
That's me.
You stepped on your mic. I stepped on my mic.
I'm stepping on everything. I'm just, you know, somebody go get some nails and nail my feet to the floor.
Oh, it's so sweet. They're looking in their beer caps.
Well, there's fortune
beer or something?
That's what I was hoping, like the Tom and Tom's juices or something.
Ooh, we win, Chad.
It says International Australia Gold 2004 Award Winner.
Wait, mine's different. It says International Brussels Gold 2004 Award Winner.
I was hoping we had like an Australian theme here where they're telling you Australians like to drink.
You got your gold after I got mine. Yours is more recent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Samuel Adams rules. Wicked.
Yeah.
Isn't that the different ale by them? Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked.
That would be.
Yeah.
That's Pete's.
That's Pete's.
It's good stuff, dude.
Not Sam. Yeah. Pete, Sam.
They're some guy with same. Some beer. Who cares?
Yep. Freaking old colonial bastards. Anyway.
So we've been talking recently about some damn announcements and saying we would have no damn announcements for a while. I think we're ready to actually announce an announcement. A very good friend of ours, Mr. Ron Blackwell, has written a book called Serve It Cold. It is a Johnny C. novel. It is a detective novel, murder, drugs, sex, mayhem, drugs, murder,
dogs.
Just all sorts of fun, and it really is fun. It's a very fun book to read. You get into it and you just don't want to put it down. And I'm very passionate about this book, and I've been forcing Ronnie to move
strongly, strongly encouraging, sweetheart.
Strongly encouraging Ronnie to move forward with this by. That was my. Drum roll.
That's right. The continuing bad sounds are all Paul's fault.
That's right. Letting us podcast it. So at some time, hopefully before June, we will start releasing his book as a podcast, serialized, and right now it looks like we're going to do that through patiobooks.com. And Beth is going to be one of our actors, and hopefully we can convince Chad to do some voices as well.
Possible, but unlikely given my workload at the time, you know, for the period in which you're doing this. But I think it's a fantastic idea. I think podcasting the chapters of the book is going to be just a fantastic idea. It'll really bring interest. It's fantastic.
Thank you. You think that's fantastic?
No. I actually think it's pretty fantastic.
Oh, okay.
It's just, you know, it's fantastic. It's a fantasy. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I just think it's a great way to raise interest in the book and people listen and then go and probably purchase it.
We're going to get Ron published despite himself.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But I also think there's a real podcasting has really led to a renaissance in kind of radio plays, and I'm all in favor of that. I mean, I used to, when I was a teenager, listen to old episodes of Inner Sanctum and The Shadow and, you know, whatever was on, you know, Blue Coal, Blue Diamond. I can't even remember now. Just fantastic radio stuff.
The Lone Ranger.
I have listened to an episode or two of The Lone Ranger, but I could never get enough, you know, the cassettes, because this was back in cassette days to listen to.
I think I remember those. They were like square pieces of plastic that were like...
They had little sprockety holes in them.
They had this kind of brownish stuff that scrolling through.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those things.
Something like that from... Was that the Dark Ages or the Stone Ages? I forget.
So we would go out and kill a dinosaur and then use its bones to play the cassette tape.
Ah, okay. Just checking. And now, of course, we have the power of the internet, which is a wonderful thing. I certainly feel powerful on the internet. You know, if you can convince somebody that you know, you're an 18-year-old girl with a webcam, then you can do anything.
You're going to have to turn the highs up on your voice for that.
I know, really.
Okay.
Unless you're texting.
Work it, baby.
How does this sound? Does that make my voice sound any higher?
You might try a falsetto.
I know, really.
Hi, my name is Jenny.
Okay, got it.
Would you like to come to my webcam?
No, actually, no.
No.
I don't think so.
I would.
Washing my cat.
I never tried to wash a cat.
You realize that's really, you know, you've really hit the bottom.
You know,
if someone wants to wash their cat,
my only problem with giving our cat a bath was getting that fur off of my tongue.
Oh, well, we tried to wash one of our cats one time, and it's like we put him in the tub, and we got the hose, and we got it all worked out. We aimed the water at him, and then he was gone.
That's
it's
right.
It's like he teleported or
they
something.
They do.
They do.
He was 20 pounds of struggling cat later.
It's either you end up just a missing cat, they vanished into the ether, or you end up bloody. You
know? Yeah.
Just clawed to death.
And you have to get the chain mail out. And,
Well, we found these like kitty straitjackets. They're fantastic. It's just, but we haven't really had the gumption to go and buy it.
It's just called the bag.
Yeah, they call it the bag.
I don't have the heart to do it to those poor things.
Because, you know, that's how horror movies always start. There's someone in a straitjacket, and then it just all goes, you know, worse.
I don't want our cats resenting us the rest of their lives.
I don't know. I think they forget after a little while.
Maybe.
Bring the size of the walnut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but cats do have a very long-term memory, and they will get back at you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, our little one just sat and stared at me for about half an hour. I wondered what I did to her, and she just then finally let me go. But, I mean, it was like, I was afraid. I thought she had something against me.
She pinned you there with her stare.
She did. I was saying, like, why are you staring at me? And she wouldn't even blink. I mean,
how old is she?
She's like 3.
Aww.
Yeah, she's a vicious wee beastie.
She likes me. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know.
Was that a vicious wee beastie?
Wee beastie.
Or
vicious wee beastie.
Or a vichy sweet beastie.
Vichy sweet beastie. Vichy Suavisti.
Drink some more.
More beer.
Yes. Serve it cold. You must enunciate. Potato soup.
Are you all right?
Borscht. Borscht.
Dribbling you down my chin. Problem. I have a drinking problem, apparently.
Oh. So you guys own Atomic Sock Monkey Press.
Yeah, that's me.
We have a thing about monkeys on this show.
What about monkeys?
We like monkeys.
I like monkeys, too.
Monkeys are funny. Cool.
They're funny. They're hilarious.
Have you ever seen the Flash animation for First Drink of the Day?
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard First Drink of the Day?
No.
You'll be hearing that tonight.
All right.
I can play you a couple of bars of that, but I'll tell you right now, it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're drinking, which of course we are.
Luckily.
The Flash anyone animation. Who wants to see the Flash animation can go to the website 7 Seconds of Love. That's the number 7secondsoflove.com/first_drink, or maybe it's just first drink. But I'll play a couple of bars of this, and hopefully I won't blow the mic levels out because I didn't test this first.
The first drink of the day.
All right, I'm gonna stop it
like,
right there.
Brian Stetzer Orchestra meets George Thorogood. There,
it really is. But
I like that.
But the animation is a monkey on a beer can with wings.
Awesome,
flying excellent. Around,
flying beer can monkeys.
Flying any kind of monkey in flight. It's a positive.
And when that monkey hits the saxophone,
oh
my god!
Oh, great song.
He hits it right, just perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, Atomic Sock Monkey Press is my game publishing company. I've published several role-playing games, Dead Inside, which is the role-playing game of loss and redemption, and Monkey Ninja Pirate Robot, the role-playing game. That covers the gamut of the important icons of internet geekdom at large. And this summer I came out with Truth and Justice, which is a superhero game, which is getting pretty decent reviews. And pretty decent sales. And we'll be going into distribution, actually. So you'll be able to walk into your friendly local game store and pick it up.
Ooh.
So that should be
awesome.
This coming year. Yeah, it's fantastic. www.atomicsockmonkey.com.
Excellent.
And now the plugging is done, hopefully, for the
evening. Yeah. The plugging is done for the evening. Hopefully, we will talk about...
We'll plug other people's stuff.
Exactly. Bigger and better stuff. We were talking about Southern accents earlier. And I want to go back to that for a minute.
Okay.
Or so.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to go back to?
I don't know.
What you want to hear? One?
I could use to hear a Southern accent.
Oh, honey, you definitely don't be listening to yourself now.
No, you see, I'm from New York.
Yeah. Sweet yeah. Jesus.
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island.
You're from Long Island.
Long Island.
I'm a Jersey girl. And they don't say Joysy as much as everybody thinks they do.
I'm from southwestern Pennsylvania, so we really don't have too many quirks. The ones that they're very obvious. It's like instead of saying Washington, we say Washington.
Washington.
I wash my clothes also. Mm-hmm. But that just occurred to me that apart from we were talking about how... New Orleans city accent, a lot of them, the TH in words like thing and the,
yeah.
it becomes more of a T sound. They also do the oi instead
of the
R.
Do they do the oi?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
It's
I had no idea.
A little bit different.
That
yeah.
That thing is almost like Caribbean, isn't it? Like everything, man. That kind of.
Yep.
Wow, but, I'm really offensive. Thank you.
That's okay. We are equal opportunity offenders. And with that, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
An evil black starship races through the time and space stream with one mission, to wreak as much havoc as possible. This is the ship of the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve, and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget.
The reviews are in, Fidget. The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd podcast is a hit.
Oh, really?
Yes, look at this. 5 stars from podcastbunker.com. 4.5 stars from podcastreviews.net. Tracks Up the Tree calls the Dr. Floyd podcast laugh-out-loud funny, and says it'll make a dreamer out of anyone who listens. PLPH Radio says Dr. Floyd is good for all ages and delivers the good.
You mean the Goondoggin?
Well, yes, apparently we're one of the few podcasts that's fun for the whole family. You know, safe for kids, fun for adults and all that. It's even become a syndicated show on godcast.org. There's only one problem. Well, none of these reviews mention how absolutely fantastic I am. So, I guess I'm going to have to ramp up the evil then. The kid gloves are off. It's time to put the evil pedal to the metal. And is several other cliches that mean I'm going to become even more evil until the reviewers stand up and take notice. Ha 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 ha! Oh no, Dr. Steve has just promised to become even more evil than he already is. Will Dr. Floyd and his ragtag bunch of heroes be able to prevent Dr. Steve from causing more trouble throughout history? The only way to find out is to tune in each week to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you via podcast by drfloyd.com. That's drfloyd.com. New episodes of podcast every Sunday. Subscribe now and set your imagination to fun. drfloyd.com. That's drfloyd.com.
Good news, everyone. Several years ago, I tried to log on to AOL, and it just went through. We're online.
www.balticonpodcast.org.
Let the Balticon podcast take you inside the minds of the people who make science fiction happen. Get the scoop on what's happening in science fiction from authors, techies, and scientists. We guarantee that you'll be entertained and enlightened. Here are a few of the things we've talked about in past episodes.
Eric Raymond, the third most famous geek in the world.
I grew up hating IBM.
And I walked into the conference center there, and I knew that I was not dealing with your father's IBM.
If you joined them, you had to become a robot.
I can remember when IBM was the great enemy of all hackers. The Cathedral and the Bazaar.
The Cathedral and the Bazaar.
In 1998, when I started the open source propaganda campaign, I was aiming at exactly the kind of large corporate adoption and large corporate co-option. They think they're co-opting us, but we know we're really co-opting them. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that it was IBM I was going to help turn over.
Keith DeCandido.
Most of what I do are media tie-in novels. Star Trek novels. I did the first novel based on Farscape. I did the first novel based on Andromeda.
Cool.
I've done a couple Buffy books. I did a couple Young Hercules books. I've got a Spider-Man book coming out later this year. I've also done a bunch of movie novelizations, including both Resident Evil movies and the Joss Whedon movie Serenity that's coming out in September.
Oh, I am so looking forward to Serenity. I was one of the many fans that was ready to go down and kill a Fox executive just for even thinking about canceling Firefly.
The Balticon Podcast. Great interviews with the people who make science fiction happen. Authors, fans, and honest-to-God scientists. And we play music at the end. Search for Balticon in iTunes or visit us at www.balticonpodcast.org.
Behold the Internet!
My God, it's full of ads.
Hello, children. Are you ready to have fun today?
Oh, it's time for some swearing and it's time for some fun. It's time for some essays, so let's get begun. It's time for something that certainly isn't hip, where all the nerds hang out at Geek Foo Action Grip. Oh, grip. Everybody who listens to this podcast needs to get a grip.
This is a podcast where you'll hear a mother.
Damn it, I am the mother here!
A fangirl.
I've wanted you from long ago.
A geek.
I am mighty!
A gamer.
I want to cast
magic missile.
And a writer.
Mistaken identities, shipwreck, pirate king, a bit with a dog, and love triumphant.
Talk about, well, whatever the hell comes to her mind, and read various geeky essays, often discussing things like the homoerotic dance of the frat boy, the various geek crushes that people get, anywhere from Will Wheaton to the former host of Blue's Clues, Steve Burns.
Will you help me?
Very odd stories from a geeky childhood, and simple delusions of grandeur.
When the world is mine, your death shall be quick and painless.
If you like David Sedaris and Sarah Vowell, but you think they need a geekier edge, then you should listen to my podcast. Geek Foo Action Grip, geekfooactiongrip.com. Other action figures sold separately. A proud member of the Science Fiction Podcast Network at tsfpn.com.
Say something, anything. Test 1, 2, 3. Anything but that.
And that.
Yes, and we are back.
Hello.
That was a nice little break we had.
Yeah. Chad is already drinking my beer.
Yes. Yes,
he's
yes,
a luscious individual.
Yes, you can say that. I'm thirsty. I have a powerful thirst.
A powerful thirst.
Powerful.
Powerful.
Oh, yeah. I just like to drink.
Well, you're in good, good company here. I'll tell you that much.
The lot of you. Yeah. Trying to say powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
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 Parful. P-A-R-F-U-L-L.
Parsifal.
Yeah.
There we are. Let's go to Wagner.
Percival.
There you go.
Percival. Percival. Isn't that a town in
Maryland?
That's
a town. No, it's in Virginia. No.
Oh, that is.
It's,
we were
there.
We were
there. We were picking apples. And the apples
in
sucked.
In Percival.
The pears were fantastic. But the apples
were sucky.
It was the end of the season.
Yeah. We really came like 2 weeks too late, I think.
Okay. I didn't know white people picked fruit.
Oh, my God. Oh.
We pay for the privilege. Oh,
my God. I'm looking at you like you have two heads. You know we've gone berry picking on many an occasion.
Oh, that's right.
Ass.
Where were you?
I was born a poor black child. I would just like to remind you of that.
As I choke on my beer, I think half it's up my nose now.
Awesome. That's the best.
Is that your beer or is it Chad's now?
It's my beer. No, I will have you know.
It's
I am
my
sharing.
Beer.
I am sharing.
I claim this beer for
it's Spain. Only half yours.
It has not been relinquished yet.
I'll take the bottom half. I have to drink through the top half to get to it.
I see.
I think I understand now. Yeah. So what else do we want to talk about now that I've offended everybody on the planet?
Well, I was interested. I'm going to totally check out that drfloyd.com.
Oh,
that sounds awesome.
I love Dr. Floyd.
It is so funny.
Did you realize Girl Genius has a podcast?
I don't know who Girl Genius is.
Girl Genius is fantastic. It's by Phil and Kaja Folio, who did What's New in Dragon Magazine.
Oh, Phil Folio, yeah.
Girl Genius is fantastic. It's steampunk, romance, crazy ass, lasers. Awesome. And it's just, they've been doing a comic book that has switched to being a web comic, and now they're only putting out collections. But they're starting a podcast for, you know, essentially it sounds like a lot like this Dr. Floyd thing, too. So if you like the steampunk, evil genius, crazy, you know, science fiction, science fantasy stuff, I listened to the first episode that they did. I think they did it at a convention, but I can't remember which one. And it was hilarious.
Ooh, maybe we can get them to come to Balticon.
That would be awesome. I would go to Balticon then.
Yeah. Well, you're not coming to Balticon with Neil Gaiman coming?
I don't even know when Balticon is, man.
It's May.
End of May.
I've been drinking.
Memorial Day, yeah.
It's not the 1st of May.
I might go to Balticon.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
Everybody wants me to go to Balticon, so I'll go to Balticon maybe.
All right. Yeah, Balticon is a great convention if you're into science fiction.
I got burned out on conventions when I was in high school because I went to a couple creation cons back in Pittsburgh, and it was overly commercialized, I would have to say.
Yeah.
It kind of like sucked a little of the life out of me. So.
A lot of the conventions just kind of move back and forth between commercialism and non-commercialism, and you get different people that are in charge that have different points of view, and right now... We have the once in future con chair and her husband, who is also the once in future con chair. So well, we have
he's not the once con chair. He's the
future.
Be the future.
Yes, he is the future con chair. He is currently
who are the guests?
Programming.
Give me some good guests. I'll go to any convention.
Neil Gaiman.
See, the thing is, you get to a level like Neil Gaiman. Like, what's the point of going to listen to Neil Gaiman? Because there's going to be like 4 million people there, and it's like. No, I could sit at home and get the same effect.
Biggest we've ever gotten with Balticon was when Mercedes Lackey showed up, and I think we jumped from our normal 1,200 to 1,800 range up to like 4,000 people.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, okay. That's acceptable. Okay.
They will be having Gene Wolfe this year.
Oh,
too.
Gene. Oh, fuck it, I'm coming. Sorry, drop the F-bomb.
Sorry. We are now explicit.
Auga. Auga. Potty mouths ahead.
I love.
And behind.
I love Neil Gaiman with a massive man love. And that's all right. But yes. Gene Wolfe is fantastic. I mean, he's just one of the. He's a writer's writer. And yes. I'm all over that. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Put it in the calendar.
And we normally get, what's his name who does the alternate histories?
What's his name? Harry Turtledove?
Harry Turtledove.
Oh, you're going to have Turtledove. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, he comes every year.
Oh, okay, I got to go now.
See, I
want to hang. I want to hang with
Len Spencer. Harry. We get lots and lots of...
It's a literary con.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. I've never been to a literary con. Right. I've always been to the media con.
So, yeah, I mean...
And it has to be a really good guest to get
right, if you're coming to see, you know... the latest hot babe from the latest science fiction show. This is not the con for you.
Yeah, I don't want to see Jerry Ryan. I don't want to see Marina Sirtis. I do want to see, you know, Babylon 5 girls, but you know.
Gigi Edgley.
I don't see that just went totally over my head. I don't
Farscape.
Know. Farscape.
See, I've seen one episode of Farscape.
We need to TiVo.
I want to ask you
to leave right now.
No, we need a TiVo.
We need a TiVo.
So, is made.
The thing is, the reason I've not seen more Farscape is because their DVDs are set up really weird.
Oh, God.
So I can't sit down and, like, I want to watch the first season.
They're fucking expensive.
Yeah.
You get 2 episodes for $25 or something.
Yeah. That.
As opposed to Joss Whedon, who puts out an entire season of Buffy for $50.
Exactly.
You know?
But the one episode I saw of Farscape was fantastic.
Oh, Farscape is excellent. If you guys want to borrow a couple of DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
We might take you up on
that.
The one I saw was, it was a one-off. I could tell it was a one-off just sitting in it because it was, somebody was screwing with, was it Crichton's mind?
Yeah.
And he thinks he's back on Earth.
That happens and he's walking, every episode. Someone screws with Crichton's mind.
But the thing is, he's like, and he did the total, if he was actually a science fiction fan, he's like, you are totally screwing with me. None of this is real. Careful. Yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, I got totally behind the character because I'm like, I have never seen anything of this. And I'm like, this is the first science fiction show I've ever seen where he realizes in like the first 10 seconds that someone's screwing with his head.
Yes.
And I'm like, I got to watch more of this. And then I went and looked into the DVDs and it's like, okay, you get episode 1 and like episode 13 and like episode 4. I'm like, what the hell? Give me like a nice season and I'll sit down and watch it.
You need a TiVo.
We're getting a TiVo.
Yes.
Because I think they still run them on Sci-Fi Channel periodically.
Yeah, they do.
You took the beer back.
It's mine.
And she's clutching it to her breast.
Mine.
Yes.
Be careful. Her you'll warm it up.
Yep.
I don't mind warm beer. I've lived in England.
Them's fighting words around here.
We're
Americans and we drink our beer cold.
Honey, American.
American.
Yeah.
I said American.
I'm pretty sure drinking Guinness cold is a sin, but I have to do it.
I think
here.
It's criminal.
In Ireland, they serve Guinness extra cold. Which is American cold, and more Irishmen were ordering it than me.
Really? Fascinating.
Of course, they outnumbered me by several million
by millions,
to one.
Yes.
But there were a lot of them ordering it both cold and extra cold.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that cultural influence?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Yes. They've been criminally impacted by American culture.
I am fascinated that Camera is like one of the big bankrollers of Camera. Well, not bankrollers. I don't know. I'm just one of the big supporters of founders of Camera is Terry Jones.
What's Camera?
What are you talking about?
The campaign for real ale in Britain. Oh. They're all up in arms about the additives to beer and whatnot. And they're all like, make the ale this way. Well, Terry Jones, one of Monty Python, does that.
Really?
All right. I thought people knew about that. So
never heard of it.
No.
Sit over here in the corner. No.
You have a big spicy brain, Chad.
Thank you.
Well, have you heard of Burp?
Burp.
Brewers United for Real Potables.
Never heard of that one.
Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Really?
They do have a Northern Virginia chapter. The website used to be run out of the company that I worked for, Rick Garvin, who was someone I used to work with, actually was serving the website off the company servers for a while. They knew about it. They were cool with it. This was back in the days when, you know, a company of 1,400 people shared a single T1, 1.5 megabit pipe.
And we're happy.
And we're ecstatic because
it was so fast.
Yes.
Because there was nothing on the internet worth downloading.
Blazing fast.
I know.
Yeah, and then, the rest of the net came. Things like podcasts. I think I would kill myself if I had to. Actually, on a routine basis, I do kill myself when I have to download my podcasts on something other than a cable modem. I get in a hotel room and it's like 500K for the whole hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, download podcasts, turn the sound off, turn the screen off.
Walk away.
Go to bed.
Go to bed and hope that it's done in the morning.
I can't even. Since we switched to cable modem, I can't even imagine doing dial-up anymore because just the speed. The amount of speed is just. Once you move forward a notch in speed, it's like, forget it. But back when I was in college, I was downloading stuff over a, 9,600 baud modem.
You had 9,600 baud?
I was at a big-ass state school, so that was,
And then my first modem was variable speed, 110 to 600.
Well, that was styling back in the day.
Baud, yes. And 300 baud was about the connection that I could get. Mm-hmm. This is what I brought to college with me. And that's when, people were talking about 9,600 modems just hitting the street, mm-hmm. and they were like $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Now you can get them. You can't even get them. It's too late. You can't get them.
They're about $1,000 now.
Yeah. Actually, there are places where you can get surplus equipment on the web.
Right.
One I was in recently, Weird Stuff Warehouse out in Sunnyvale, I think it's in. Mm-hmm. Modems have you seen the thing about hacking the CVS video disposable video camera?
No.
That you can download the video yourself. Oh, you need a Palm 3 sync cradle. But somebody came up with a way of using the Palm sync cradle and cutting it with a Dremel in just a particular way so that the camera actually sits in it.
That's cool.
We have
cool.
a couple of those, actually. Yeah. So we could.
Well, I've been looking for them for other people. I had one, and I did mine, and it works great. And I've been digging through the house, and I know I have some more of them somewhere in this house, and I can't find them.
Remind me, if you we come over one. Again, I think I have one, and I have one at work, I think, that I can bring out.
Oh, I will. Well, I bought four from Weird Stuff Warehouse when mm-hmm. I was digging through there for NEG 48 5-amp power supplies, which they had the last time I was in, or the time before, but they didn't have the last time I was in, which I needed for work.
Okay.
But...
I know a guy, actually a friend of ours, he had to go onto eBay to purchase some older computer hardware that is just not made anymore to support his company. Mm. His company's system runs on this, ancient, computer system. It may have been a VAC system or something like that. But he had to go on eBay to purchase old computer stuff for work.
I was talking to somebody recently whose company uses PDP-11s. DEC PDP-11s.
Oh, okay.
These were the machines before the VAX.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
These are the first machines that... I think they developed Unix on, the PDP-7. Okay.
That was Eric.
That was Eric.
Our other voice actor.
Was that Eric or
was that Eric who was talking about
that? No, that's what he
was Eric.
About.
Was it? Okay.
That's who I was actually talking about. So we were talking about the
same thing. Oh, you were talking about Eric?
Yeah. I just screwed up the information.
But I can't... It's phenomenal to me that those things are still operational. Think about the PC that you bought 5 years ago.
Yeah, you can't run anything.
Well, not only can you not run anything,
you can't find it anywhere.
Well, you can't. It probably doesn't work anymore because the parts weren't made to last.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were good for a year, 2 years at most, and then the shit would just start dying.
Mm-hmm. I worked at a place that had a Burroughs H90, which was a computer you had to start up with a key.
Okay, oh, I thought you all are just like whipping it out now, measuring. I mean, what the hell?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you had to hand crank it.
I'm serious, though. It had a key. You had to put the key in and start it up. I mean, that was the on switch. It didn't make that noise.
Well, that would have been funny if it did.
It was an old
Paul, you're breaking shit again.
That was me.
That was you. Okay.
That was not me. I was not at fault.
I'm still unclear on the whole winter spices thing.
Mm. Yeah, well.
We've converted from Paul making all the bad noises to Chad making all the bad noises.
Quite a few of those noises are Chad's fault, people.
Yep.
Wait. There have been more? I thought that was the only one.
You've been banging your mic left, right, and center, man.
Yeah, crunching against chairs. It's okay.
Well, you know.
It's okay. We love you anyway.
We are sitting here.
It's okay, sweetie.
In the deluxe luxury townhome high atop the beautiful Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
It's a very nice house.
In the closet that we call a studio.
Yes.
This is roughly the size of my bedroom when I was growing up, about 10 by 10.
Yeah, it is about the same size as your bedroom.
Except for that chunk taken out of
that
corner.
Yeah, that chunk taken out. I didn't have that.
It's an interesting chunk.
But it's a nice picture of a naked chick.
Yeah. That's Lilith. That was done by Nibor.
Nibor.
We know Nibor.
We know Nibor.
That's an original Nibor. It is a study for his Lilith piece.
Yeah.
Nice. Fantastic.
And those are both Nibor.
We have a couple of more Nibors in the house.
I did not.
Okay. We have migrating artwork in the house. Whenever I'm not looking, the artwork migrates.
Yes.
Just so long as I get to look at the naked chick on the wall when I'm podcasting.
You're all right.
I'm happy. And
naked is good.
Yeah. Naked is very good.
The internet is for porn, as I told you earlier.
Damn, that's me again.
It's now Paul's turn to make the bad noises.
All right. It's time for us to get out of here, I think. We're running late. This one's going to top out at somewhere around 45 minutes.
Wow.
So, because the song we're going to play next is Midnight Blue by Bottomland in our continuing effort to pimp the living shit out of Bottomland.
Because they are awesome.
Their music is just so fucking awesome. I cannot tell you how much I love this stuff. Let me get us out of here the old-fashioned way. You can see our punk-ass website at addcast.net. If you want to send us email, we are addcast@gmail.com. If you're interested in Bottomland, you can find out more about their music at bottomland.org, www.bottomland.org. And you can buy their music by clicking on the iTunes and Amazon links on the ADDcast website. We also have another podcast called the Balticon Podcast, which is a sci-fi interview podcast, and you can find out more about that at balticonpodcast.org. And one more plug for Chad, Atomic Sock Monkey Press is at www.atomicsockmonkey.com. And without further ado, here is Bottomland. This one kind of starts soft, but trust me, it's worth hanging out for.
pieces of puzzle I lost. No more. Or I woke up before the ending to my dream, clinging on to meaning like clutching smoke, feeling shapes momentarily seen. I seek to find the answers in the night. Ooh. Heaven to the theory, and those I fall and lie, I grasp you with my memory and surrender to the I can't tell where it's going, and I don't know where.